Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, I'd like to welcome to the show Amy Dixon, who is a saxophonist. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you very much.
Now, you became the first Australian performer to win the Classical Brit Award for taking out the Breakthrough Artist of the Year for your brand new album, Dusk and Dawn. It's released this month. Tell us about how that actually felt.
Oh, it was amazing. It was a huge, huge honour. I really didn't expect to be nominated in the first place, and then to actually win the award was just incredible. It was a very exciting night. It was held at the Royal Albert Hall, which seats, I think, something like 5,000 or 6,000 people, and it was broadcast on TV in the UK, and it was one of these big award ceremonies where, you know, there are lots of bright lights and speeches and various things and red carpets, so it was all very, very exciting, and I had a lot of friends and family there, and I performed that night as well, and so it was a really exciting night.
And what sort of exposure will that give you now in terms of your career?
I don't know. It's hard for me to judge. I'm probably not the best person to ask. it's really hard to judge these kind of things when you're the person who's on the receiving end, if you know what I mean. I hope that it'll lead to, you know, more of what I'm doing now, which is concerto work and working on new music with composers, and it's certainly already leading to more recordings, although I can't talk about that yet, but it has firmed up, you know, future recordings, which is great.
Yeah. Now, you've performed with many orchestras around the world. Is it different for you in that experience rather than just playing solo?
Well, actually, it is solo. When I play, if that's what you mean. When I'm playing with orchestras, I play as a soloist. So, mm-hmm. I very rarely play just on my own. It's wonderful being able to play with various orchestras. I'm in Luxembourg at the moment, and I have my first ever performance with the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra tomorrow night.
Classical music, I guess, is not really often associated with, you know, such young musicians. How old were you when you actually first picked up your first saxophone?
Saxophone I picked up for the first time when I was 6, and I'd already been playing the piano for a few years at that stage, so I was able to read music, which made it much easier. Instantly it felt very natural, and it was just clear from a very early age that was kind of the thing that I was good at, so I feel very fortunate to have found that thing.
Were any of your family musical at all?
My little brother is, but nobody before me was. Not in an obvious way. Although I know that, you know, listening to my dad, whistle and things, I can tell that he has a very good musical ear. It's just that he was never given the opportunity to play. But more importantly, I think both my parents are very artistically minded, and they very much encourage the notion that, you know, if you want to do anything at all, you can, as long as you work hard enough. And they gave me every opportunity they could possibly give me, and I am hugely grateful for that.
It's a very unusual thing that you've sort of done in terms of going straight to number one in the UK classical charts, you know, for a young female to do that. How does that experience actually feel for you? Because it is a huge leap, and for someone much older than you, it would be many, many years of experience. But for someone so young to have that huge achievement, it's extraordinary.
Well, for me, it was really exciting. It hasn't actually happened that quickly anyway, or at least it feels like it hasn't happened that quickly. And the whole process of putting the album together has probably taken, I guess we started talking about the concept of the album a year and a half ago now. It happened very quickly putting the album together, but then all of the things surrounded with an album release, took another year on top of that. So it didn't feel like quite as much of a fast thing for me, but it was really special because of the people associated with the album, and that we had a wonderful producer and arrangers, and also some very dedicated people at Sony in London who were just fabulous, and they put as much love and dedication into the project as I did, and that's quite a rare thing and quite a treat for any artist, I think, because, you know, when it's your own album, you become a real perfectionist, and just, you know, you just want to have the best possible outcome, and to have a team of people surrounding you who want the same thing and who are willing to put in as much work and long hours as is required is a real dream come true.
What actually inspired the album?
It was the product of a long kind of process of talking to various people who were part of that production team. And we all came up with various pieces that we thought were a good idea. And very gradually the concept of the album kind of started to germinate. And after a while, we had a vague idea of the kind of album that we wanted and the repertoire, an enormous list of repertoire that we were interested in. And I at that stage and still am really taken by the sound world of 1950s and 60s film soundtracks, and I think it's very, very elegant and beautiful and sumptuous, and there's a specific sound that was really captured on the original Thomas Crown Affair soundtrack that was written by Michelle LeGrand, which I loved very, very much. And I thought it would be fun to try to have to capture that sound world as well on this album, but with very diverse repertoire. And so the arrangers that were put on board were absolutely immensely gifted in that kind of writing, and as was our producer. And then we also recorded the album at Angel Studios in Islington in London, and that's where some of those original soundtracks were recorded, and we used some of the equipment, the amplifiers and various other bits of equipment that were originally used back then. And so actually achieve that sound, which was really special. And so it's a unique album because we have repertoire that ranges from Chopin to Tom Waits, but it's pulled together nicely, I think, by this sound.
I was listening to it this morning, and it's lovely to sort of jump as a listener from that, though, I've got to say. You know, you know, smoke gets in your eyes, and then you're sort of into, you know, a very classical piece. It's a lovely way to put an album together, I think, for the listener as well.
Well, also, it suits the saxophone because it's such a versatile instrument, and it fits classical music. It was originally a classical instrument, and it fits classical music, I think, very well. But also, obviously, you know, as most people know it, it's you know, it fits jazz and popular music very, very well also. So it's suitable for that kind of instrument.
Yeah. Well, Amy, thank you very much for being on the show today. That was Amy Dixon. Her brand new album, Dusk and Dawn, is about to be released nationwide this month.
Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh.